What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. I'm Brady Cannon, along with Wes Reynolds, Nick Henyon, and Nick Murphy. You're at the controls. Rob Moreno and Isaiah Wrinkle support the show from down below as we get ready to take you through the next hour of golf betting conversation. And Wes, good to be back with you. The Sanderson Farms Championship, one of the biggest names in the field was Sergio Garcia. He hadn't been in perfect form, hadn't won in 3.5 years, and the odds reflected such, as he was in the neighborhood of 60-1 to win the tournament. He entered the weekend at 8 under par. Saturday and Sunday, he shot 11 under par, birdieing the final hole to avoid a playoff. He took home the trophy and nearly $1.2 million.
$1.2 million. That'll buy a lot of Sanderson Farms chicken, because as you know, Brady, the third largest poultry producer in the United States, right there in Mississippi, Sanderson Farms. But yeah, Sergio did what he does. When he's hitting it off the tee really good, which he usually does, I think he led the field in strokes gained tee to green and also off the tee. But the putter wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it was good enough.
You're right. I don't know what his strokes gained number was, but he was probably right around even, which was good enough for the rest of his game to follow suit.
Yeah, he ranked 28th in the field. Probably about 65 players make the cut, so he's about midway. But that was good enough when you're third from approach, first off the tee, first in tee to green. Had to make birdie on the last. Peter Malnati, who is the 2015 champion here at the Sanderson Farms, had not won an event on the PGA Tour since, posts a 63, and looked like that number was going to hold up for a long time, or maybe it was going to be a playoff. But the crew here, we had a lot in the mix. I know you had JT Poston. That Wyndham correlation proved out to be an accurate angle with Sergio winning and Poston up there. Denny McCarthy, you played well at the Wyndham, was one of my guys. Chris Ventura, and also Cameron Davis, who was in the final group, but bogeyed early and kind of fell out of the mix, and then made a couple birdies near the final couple holes and was able to get tied for six. But a good, solid tournament. Sergio, first win stateside since 2017 at the Masters, but he's now won 10 straight seasons in a row when you look at his worldwide wins. So right, that's a long streak. That includes European Tour, Asian Tour, and whatnot. So Sergio's usually good for one win a year. Unfortunately, I didn't peg it.
Our colleague William Hill, a Point Spread Weekly contributor, did peg it. You mentioned we had the leaderboard surrounded again. Cameron Davis in the final pairing, he was one of your selections. I had JT Poston in the second to last pairing on Sunday. He was one of my selections. But Will Hill, a loyal listener here to Long Shots, and like I say, a contributor to Point Spread Weekly, he took a shot with Sergio and nailed him at 50-1. So that paid nicely.
Yeah, and well done by Will. And Sergio, of course, is in the field Field this week here in Las Vegas out in Summerlin, cut to about 40-1. And look, he just turned 40 earlier this year. He's still got some good golf left in him. He's not going to contend every week because some weekends he's going to lose two or three strokes around putting, which he did not do this week. And that's always what's going to hold him back. But when he's hitting it good and the putter is just okay, he still can contend in quite a few tournaments.
Wes, you alluded to it. Charlie Hoffman played well, and the UNLV running rebel, he will be in the field this week in Las Vegas. Stuart Sink continues to play well since winning the Safeway Open a few weeks ago. And there was a Camilo Bajegas sighting at the Sanderson Farms Championship. And it's interesting because if you go back to 2014, Camilo Bajegas won the Wyndham Championship. So we talked about it on Long Shots last week, where the designer or the redesigner of Jackson Country Club really comes from the Donald Ross school, and the correlation appears to be very powerful. Another guy that has won the Wyndham, I believe, on more than one occasion is Brant Snedeker, and he was in the mix. He was in the second to last pairing with JT Poston as well. So make a note for next year for the Sanderson Farms. This Donald Ross thing seems to be real.
Yeah, and two good tournaments this week. I'll get it in before our reset here. Aaron Rye, 45-1, wins the Scottish Open in a playoff over Tommy Fleetwood, was five back to start the final round, shoots 64 to force a playoff. Rye actually was the runner-up at the Irish Open the week before, so Fleetwood on the first playoff hole misses about a 3.5-footer. Best finish of 2020 for Tommy Fleetwood if you're looking for his Masters chances. Led to field strokes gained tee to green, but 50th out of 66 for strokes gained putting.
Yeah, another good tournament coming up on the European Tour this week, and we will get to that as we roll on through the program. We'll do that in our Tiger Tracker segment, as there is no real news on Tiger, so we'll have Wes do a quick preview of the European Tour event. This is Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network, recapping the Sanderson Farms Championship and beginning to preview the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. We mentioned Sergio Garcia. You said that he just turned 40 years old, gets the victory, his first since the 2017 Masters, and he'll be here in Las Vegas this week, trading around the same price in the 50 to 60 range, but you touched on it. I've seen him as low as 39-1.
Yeah, a better field this week here at the Shriners, actually probably one of the, and we'll talk about that with Mike Messner coming up. Arguably the best field I've seen in recent years is at the Shriners, 7 out of the top 20 in the official world golf rankings. And Brady, I did what I always hate to do sometimes when I don't have a future on a guy. I went on a matchup, but I don't win on a future. I had Sergio against Henrik Stenson in the matchups, but didn't think to put any on him on an outright or a prop. But he is in the field this week. And look, we're very top-heavy here this week. You got the last two major champions in the field this week with Bryson DeChambeau, Colin Morikawa,
Sergio
Garcia, Patrick Cantlay, of course, who's finished 1-2-2 here the last 3 years. Tony Finau is a withdrawal, though, a late withdrawal today. He did test positive for COVID-19, so that takes away a little bit. That obviously takes away a top 20 player, but a really good field at the Shriners because it's always tough this time of year in a fall series event to get the elite players, but they managed to do so this year.
We go from high 80s and humidity in Mississippi to very dry high 80s here in Las Vegas. On Sunday, we're supposed to be down into the high 70s. The wind is supposed to blow a little bit, as they are forecasting 10 to 15 miles an hour breezes in the Summerlin area. And for those of you who are not familiar, Summerlin is in the western part of Las Vegas, west of the Strip, about 20, 25 minutes of the Las Vegas Strip towards the Red Rock Mountains. And with that, it is time to bring in our guest. Is Mr. Messner not on the line yet? We're still trying to reach Mike. We'll see if we can get with Mr. Messner here momentarily for our member guest segment. And I'm looking forward to getting Mike's insight. I've been friends with Mike for a long time, Wes. He is the head professional at TPC Summerlin. Most of the time on this program, we speak with a writer or a handicapper or a professional bettor. But here right in our hometown of Las Vegas, I thought it would be cool to go right to the course, the source, if you will, and see what they have to say about the track and who might come out victorious.
Yeah, and he can really break down kind of the nuances of this track, because if you look at the history of the recent winners here, really anybody can win. And Kevin Na kind of said that at the after he won last year, who's a shorter ball striker type of hitter. And then the year before, it was Bryson DeChambeau, Mr. Bomb and Gouge himself. So you have a lot of different winners here. Webb Simpson, another guy, not a long hitter, but very good with the irons and very good with the putter. He's one here. Ryan Moore, another good ball striker. So you can be a big bomber here and win this event, but you can also be a good ball striker. You just got to be good with your irons, keep it in the fairway, because Kevin Na did bring that up. Even though it's only 2-inch rough, that you've got to be able to avoid it, because hitting out of that rough, even though you can gouge it out of there pretty easily, you're not going to be able to spin the ball close to the pin on these bent grass greens. So it's better to obviously hit as many fairways as you possibly can.
Yeah, the fairways are very wide. And one thing that I found an interesting stat this week, this is one of the maybe few tournaments of all that we look at here week in and week out, where I did not look at greens in regulation or strokes gained on approach, because I found a number here that more greens are hit in regulation at TPC Summerlin than basically any other tournament on tour all year. The winners hit over 75%. Most of the field hits about 68-73% of these greens. So, you know, if everybody's hitting these greens in regulation, I didn't think that was a statistic that would really separate the men from the boys.
Right, because you can totally look at several different angles. I mean, obviously, this is an event where you got to make a lot of birdies. I don't necessarily see with the wind picking up that 23 under par is going to win like it did last year, but it may be the high teens, maybe 18, 17 under, somewhere around there, but you still got to make a lot of birdies here. The one outlier was Cantlay in 2017. He was 9 under par in the win. But if you remember that tournament 3 years ago, the wind was absolutely howling. It brutalized these guys. And none of the players in the field, Cantlay ended up winning in a playoff over Alex Chayka and Wee Kim. Nobody had four rounds in the 60s in that event. So, yeah, you can look at the accuracy numbers. You could look at strokes gained off the tee. That obviously favors the DeChambeaus, the Champs, the Garcias, Kokrak, Scheffler, Wolf. All guys that are top 10 in that category and all in this week's field.
All right. Well, I think we do have Mr. Messner on the line now. No, we still don't. I'm sorry. Mike Messner, a good friend of mine, stiffened me here on long shots. I'm going to let him know about that. I know he's very busy trying to get ready for this event, but I wanted to ask you, Wes, we talked about strokes gained approach, greens in regulation being something that most of the players in this field can do very easily at this golf course. What statistics did you look at that you feel will be important this week?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ignore GIR. It was something that I included. But I looked at accuracy because I think even though the fairways are wide, you got to be able to hit them and not get in any type of trouble in the rough. Three of the last five Shriners winners have been seventh or better in the field the weeks that they won for driving accuracy. Birdie average is something else I looked at. If you look at the guys that were ranked real high in the field that made a lot of birdies, and these are 2019, 2020 stats because we're only a couple events into the season, so I kind of feel those numbers would be a little misleading, so I wanted to go the full season before. Look at birdie average. Webb Simpson, Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, Chesson Hadley, Chris Ventura, Denny McCarthy, Sungjae Im. Those are all guys that really rate high in that particular category.
Well, I believe we're getting Mr. Messner on the line now. He is the head golf professional at TPC Summerlin, a longtime friend of mine for over 20 years now, making his long shots debut. And I want to ask Mike, I think, Wes, the handicap has become a little bit easier for this event because we don't have to handicap three or four different golf courses anymore. It's been at TPC Summerlin just one course now since 2008. Do we have Mike on the line? Mr. Messner, thank you for joining us here on Long Shots. I was just saying to my partner, Wes Reynolds, here that this tournament has become a little bit easier to handicap because we only have one golf course now. For many, many years, it was played over so many different courses around the Las Vegas area. Mike, welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit about your golf course and maybe what skill sets you feel it'll favor here this week.
Well, first, thanks for having me, guys. Excited to be on and certainly appreciate the time. You know, as far as the golf course is concerned, you're right. I mean, it's kind of fun to see it at one golf course. Over the years, Brady, as you mentioned, has been played over a number of golf courses, great golf courses here in the Valley. But having it here leads to some drama, especially on Sunday. You know, viewers are very familiar with the golf course. They've seen the finishing stretches over the last few years as we've ended the tournament. And, you know, I think what you're going to see, if the wind does not blow, this course plays very easy for these players. I mean, quite honestly, there's really not a whole lot of challenge for them from you know, from tee to green. And really where they're going to be tested is into the green. So that's where you're going to see a lot of the golfers tested. So for the most part this week, it's really going to favor a player that has the hottest putter, a player that doesn't necessarily have to be incredibly long to have success. He just has to hit precise iron shots and make the most putts.
Mike, as you know, a couple years ago, before he really went all bomb and gouge, Bryson DeChambeau did win this event on your course at TPC Summerlin at 21 under par. But now, of course, we're seeing him take it to the next level in terms of bulking up and really just totally embracing the bomb and gouge strategy. And I'm wondering, anything that you guys are thinking of, maybe not only for this year, but for years further, to kind of, I don't want to use this term, but I'm going to use it, Bryson-proof the course, if you will. I know Tiger-proof was kind of an in vogue term many years ago because he was just winning all the time. But in terms of where you're placing the bunkers, because you obviously want to create more of a challenge and make players use more strategy other than just driver and hit it as far as you can, then chop it out of there with the wedge.
Yeah, certainly. You want to make sure it's a game of skill for sure. Our superintendent takes it very personally when our golf courses yield a lot of birdies and low scores. You know, but for the most part, there really isn't a plan to Bryson-proof, nor was there a plan to Tiger-proof. If you look at our golf course now, back when, compared to when Tiger won, back in the early 90s or mid-90s, there really isn't much difference between our layout now and our layout then. We may have added a couple of holes. We may have reshaped a few bunkers, but for the most part, we think that the test is on the greens. We think the test is, iron shots into the greens. If you haven't played here, there's quite a few false fronts that can be tricky. And on a few holes that are pretty innocuous, hole number 7, it's a nothing par 4. It's only 330 yards or so. Of course, 380 yards. But, some of these players will have a drive and a chip into that hole, but you have a false front that fronts that green. Hole number 6 has an incredible false front there. So we really think the skill for that winner is really going to overcome the challenges of hitting shots into the greens more than, bombing and gouging or trying to drive some greens.
Mike, a lot of players or a lot of people looking to find a winner here in this tournament might immediately gravitate towards guys that come from the Las Vegas area or call this home now. And there's a number of players in the field this week that do just that. Maverick McNealy, Aaron Wise, Kevin Na, of course, your defending champion, Colin Morikawa, Scott Piercy. The list goes on. A lot of UNLV running rebels. And of course, it worked out for Na and Ryan Moore. But do you find that sometimes these guys, this being quote unquote their home course, playing in their backyard, and they're expected to have an advantage over the rest of the field, do you see that sometimes backfiring with these guys?
It's an interesting question, because you'd think that guys like Scott Piercy, who by the way has had some great finishes here, would have fallen into the winner's circle, or maybe a Charlie Hoffman, a player of that caliber. But I find what happens typically is they see a golf course 51 weeks out of the year that might play a little different than this tour week. And what I mean by that is, over the course of the year and over the course of, the summer into the winter and the fall, you just have a different golf course than what they see this week. Conditions might be a little firmer. Typically what they're used to seeing is the ball checking a little quicker for some of these shots. The green speeds may not be quite as quick as they are this week. And when you're expecting a ball to react like you've seen for 51 weeks prior, and you get up to the first tee and you hit your shot into the first green and it doesn't quite do what you expected it to do, that could plant a little doubt into your mind. And even though you're a native of Vegas or you've played this golf course a number of times, that I wouldn't say is quite an advantage. It might actually be a disadvantage because you're so used to playing this golf course under different conditions the other parts of the year.
Mike, when I was doing research for this tournament, it actually kind of surprised me in terms of looking at past winners and evaluating what they did well in their statistics and whatnot. These are fairly forgiving fairways for these players, but yet driving accuracy was very important for a lot of the winners here, even though the rough isn't very thick. But Kevin Na made an interesting point last year. He said, you don't want to get, even though it's not really thick rough, but it does affect your ability to spin the ball on these greens. So do you think accuracy is going to continue to be a very important factor here?
Absolutely. When you look at the stats of guys that have won, you know, they're ball strikers. They're really good ball strikers. They're not missing too many fairways. They're certainly not missing too many greens, and they're great putters. And, you know, Kevin's right. When you miss the fairway out here, why, even if you miss it a pace or two, what you're doing is you're hitting out of Bermuda rough. And as you both know, Bermuda rough plays a lot differently than, you know, ryegrass does. So that ball could knuck a little bit. You're losing some control, losing some spin, might be losing a little trajectory for your shots, and the ball's not going to come out like you want it to. So, yeah, that certainly adds an element of challenge for them. And while the rough isn't extremely thick this week, it's still thick enough to where it can impact shots into the green if you're missing fairways.
He is Mike Messner, the head golf professional at TPC Summerlin, the host course for this week's Shriners Open. And Mike, for many years, Jim Furyk was really just an automatic, not only winning the event, but a lot of top 10 finishes. And since then, we've seen really a mixed bag of players. If you look down the board this week from a betting perspective, who are maybe some of the longer shots, some players that you think could find their way onto the leaderboard this week?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. Actually, if you look at the past few years, it's kind of the same names popping up on the leaderboard. You know, the last three events, or the three events he's played anyway, Cantlay has never finished worse than second with a win in there. And Kevin Na has two wins, of course. And, you know, Simpson and DeChambeau both have incredible success here. You know, while I personally wouldn't consider these players long shots, I could absolutely see a player like Maverick McNealy, who, you know, calls someone his home course, Scott Piercy, maybe a Charlie Hoffman, who's coming off a great week last week, having some success and finding themselves on the first phase of the leaderboard this week.
Mike, I want to ask you before we let you go, the next major on the calendar, of course, is the Masters, the November edition, if you will. Do you have anybody in mind or any bets that you've made here locally in Las Vegas to win the Masters coming up?
Oh, my gosh, such a good question. It's funny. I'm really not familiar with Georgia golf in November, but I would imagine no matter the time of year, Chairman Ridley and the competition committee is going to have a great experience for the Masters this year, and I'm sure it'll be very consistent with April traditions. You know, given all that, it's super hard to go against a player like Bryson and everything he's done to transform himself, not only personally through his fitness, but, you know, in his performance. And if you look at his performance this year in majors so far, he's had a tie for fourth at TPC Harding Park. He's had a win at Wingfoot, you know, pretty commanding win at Wingfoot. You know, of course, there's other players that I would keep an eye on. I would keep an eye on other players that have had success, not only at the Masters, but have had some success this year. You look at, you know, players like, you know, Xander Schauffele, Matt Wolf, Tony Finau. Those are players that could find the Masters being their very first major in their career, and I'm excited to see that happen.
All right, Mr. Messner, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've got a busy week ahead of you. Best of luck with the Shriners, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Mike.
That is Mike Messner, the head golf professional at TPC Summerlin. He's got a big job ahead of him this week.
Yeah, very busy. And credit to all the organizers and the staff out there at the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. A great field, and usually tough this time of year to draw that kind of field, but they have done so.
One of the better ones we've seen for the Shriners. We'll come back and talk a little European tour right here on Long Shots on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit
time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Las Vegas was built on the deal. The two-for-one buffet, the prime rib dinner, a comp breakfast, a half-price comedy show. Renowned Las Vegas ambassador and travel insider Anthony Curtis's Las Vegas Advisor is the industry leader in providing expansive choices, special offers, and exclusive insights on how to beat Las Vegas by never missing out on a deal while you're here. Go to LasVegasAdvisor.com and join the club today to receive the newsletter and the incredibly valuable coupon booklet. Drink specials, free slot play, shows, dinners, blackjack, roller coaster rides, a massage at the spa, you name it, Las Vegas Advisor has a coupon for it that'll give you an edge. Get a jump on Las Vegas with the insight, the updates, and the endless opportunities to save you money by adding Las Vegas Advisor to your arsenal. That's LasVegasAdvisor.com. It's the what you know and the who you know to help you save money. LasVegasAdvisor.com. Join and start saving now at LasVegasAdvisor.com. Welcome back to Long Shots. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you. It is our Tiger Tracker segment, but no real news on Mr. Woods. We do expect him to defend his title at the Zozo in a couple of weeks. He remains at 25-1 to win the Masters, and we hope he comes back to Shadow Creek next week here in Las Vegas, a course that he's played hundreds of times. But again, we will go over to the European Tour, where they have another big event going on this week with an excellent field assembled. Wes, what's the skinny?
Yeah, BMW PGA Championship, usually played annually, and certainly this year as well, at Wentworth Club in Surrey, England, which Surrey's about 25 miles southwest of London. They've hosted this event since 1984. Actually, the European Tour headquarters are located on the ground of this club. So a lot of history with this event. Ernie Els did a couple redesigns here in 2009 and 2016. New bent grass greens. It used to be bent Poa Anwa. But if you look at recent winners here, usually class players win this event. Danny Willett last year, even though he was a longer price. Francesco Molinari, who coincidentally enough makes his return to the PGA Tour here in Las Vegas at the Shriners Open. Alex Noren, another winner, recent winner here. Rory McIlroy, Luke Donald, back when Luke Donald was like the number one player in the world when he won back-to-back. Benny Ahn was really the only kind of outlier. He won on debut here in 2015, and we've kind of been waiting for him to find that form consistently ever since. But usually a fairly good field here. You do have 11 of the top 50. Shriners field's a little bit better, but 11 of the top 50 in the world rankings are here this week.
Well, I tell you what, there are some very recognizable and big names in the field. Tommy Fleetwood tops the list. Tyrrell Hatton, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Justin Rose, Shane Lowry, Thomas Peters, Martin Keimer, Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, Matt Wallace, Andy Sullivan, Sam Horsfield, Danny Willett, you mentioned, a former champion, Eddie Pepperell, and what I found very interesting, your favorite, an American, Patrick Reed at 9 or 10 to 1.
I'm going to give Patrick Reed some praise here. Look, he's trying to play these events because he wants to win that bonus for the race to Dubai,
okay,
which they're going to have ending in December, even though it's been pushed back due to
I was going to ask you, why is he here?
Yeah, Patrick Reed, the last couple seasons, has gone over a few times and played these European Tour events, and I wish more American players would actually do that, because I think, look, golf is a global game. You want to be a global player, you know, why not go over there, at least not go over there all the time, but at least a couple times a year. And I commend Patrick for doing that. And he was fourth here on debut last year, but I just thought he was a little short, so I didn't go with him. He could certainly win this. To play that well and never see the course and be fourth on debut.
You go with?
I did go with my shortest guy was Matt Fitzpatrick, who finally got back to the UK last weekend, only 42nd at the Scottish, but excellent performances all summer at at the WGC FedEx, at the Memorial, at the BMW, all six places, finishes rather, of sixth or better. So look, Englishmen want to win this BMW PGA at Wentworth. He's no exception. A couple other Englishmen I did play, Ian Poulter and Lee Westwood at
Poulter
around 40
to 1. Poulter had a nice week last week.
He did. He was right in the mix. He had a double bogey. He might have won the tournament if he doesn't make that double bogey at forced to T6. Thomas Peters, I'm going to go with him again. He missed the cut last week, but he was in the tough part of the weather draw at the Scottish over at Renaissance. New daddy, as I've mentioned, first on the European Tour in strokes gained tee to green, second in approach, sixth off the tee. Numbers are there. He's just got to make some putts, which has always kind of been his question mark. And then Christian Bezuidenhout at 40-1 missed the cut last week in his return to Europe, but was third here on debut at Wentworth. So that's a guy you want to look at, the South African. And then Lucas Herbert, fourth last week at the Scottish, seventh at the Irish Open, 45-1, also a respectable 31st in his first U.S. Open. So there's some good players here that you can go a little bit down the board, but I'm going to take a stand against Fleetwood and Reed for sure.
Maybe the Sergio Garcia victory inspires Lee Westwood this week.
It could. He's played consistent. He's got four top 20s in his last four events.
Well, Lee Westwood has contended at Augusta, and it's major implications for the next segment here where we break down what we have in pocket for the Masters coming up in November right here on Long Shots on VSiN, the sports betting network. The highest in each factor is Ballyhie Golf Club, a tropical golf course paradise located on the Las Vegas Strip and in the shadows of some of the most famous hotels in the world. At Ballyhie, designed by award-winning architects Brian Schmidt and Lee Curley, you will find hundreds of mature palm trees, lagoon-like water features, beautiful bunkering, and a stunning clubhouse home to Sealy Restaurant and an indoor-outdoor patio experience and event space. The course offers Bluetooth technologies, caddy upon request, jello shots, model-like beverage cart staff, VIP service from curb to course and back again, high quality food and beverage, and a par three challenge where you can double your money with one swing. The stunning Ballyhie Golf Club, located in the heart of the Las Vegas Strip, is a golf jackpot, and there are many reasons why. Play today. To learn more about the Ballyhie experience or reserve your tee time, call 888-427-6678 or visit ballyhiegolfclub.com. That's B-A-L-I-H-A-I golfclub.com. Welcome back to Long Shots. It is our major implications segment, and the next major on the calendar is the Masters, just 37 days away. They will get it underway in Augusta, Georgia. And a few things I noticed in the market this week, Wes, Sergio is down at the Westgate to 80-1 off of his victory and still at 125-1 at Circa. Xander Schauffele now down at the Westgate to just 14-1. That's about the lowest price I've ever seen on him in a major, and up, he has gone up to 18-1 at Circa. Matthew Wolf down to 40-1 at Westgate, but has also drifted up at Circa to 60-1.
I think Wolf eventually is going to win here. Some people are projecting this week. I do not have him, but I bet him at 50, so I'm not getting the best number, but I just thought it was going to drop as we got closer to the tournament. Even though he may not win within the next month, people are going to look and say, oh, wow, fourth at the PGA, second at the U.S. Open. I just took a number. Because really with Wolf, he kind of has to be an outlier against a long-standing trend, because right, the last debutant to win at Augusta was Fuzzy Zeller in 1979. This would be Wolf's debut. And I even mentioned on one of our programs on VSiN, I go, you know, I'm just going to take a number for him for 2020, but I kind of like him in the 2021 Masters once he sees this course of time.
Makes
and
sense.
Maybe kind of get some experience. So, on the Xander thing, it's not surprised to see him a little bit lower at the Westgate. Jeff Sherman, one of the main odds makers over there at Westgate Superbook, is a big Xander Schauffele fan, as am I. So Jeff, usually when he'll bet on majors, will always have Xander Schauffele on the card. So it is no surprise that he is a little bit down from the rest of the market. Yeah, I mean, these are going to adjust over probably the next month. That's the thing about betting major numbers. Sometimes you're going to get a real good number, and sometimes you're going to get a real bad number like I had on Paul Casey at the PGA, and then he ends up being second. I was like, come on, would I rather cash a ticket with the worst number ever or get the best number ever and lose? I'd rather cash with the crappy number.
Absolutely.
Like I would have had on Paul Casey, but Colin Morikawa put the boots to that theory.
The big five at Circa are all at 14-1. That's Rory, DJ, Koepka, Rahm, and Justin Thomas. And Bryson DeChambeau starting to creep back up. We've seen him as low as 10-1, 12-1, and now at Circa in the neighborhood of 13.5-1.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think there really is. I mean, if you just go on what you saw last, then you're going to make Bryson DeChambeau the odds-on favorite. But look, all of these guys, I mean, Rahm sometimes has looked like the best player in the world. DJ's looked like the best player in the world at times. So has Justin Thomas. Rory probably was at the beginning of the year and just hasn't gone on in the second half of the season. But, you know, you never can put him too high because then people are going to take him, and that's when he's going to win, when he really drifts up in the market. So it doesn't surprise me. I think this is going to be fluid, and this is going to change around in the next couple weeks. Obviously, if Bryson wins here this week, they're going to cut his price to about 10-1 or 9-1.
They sure will. Let's get to some of the pocket plays we have for the Masters already. Matt Youmans, he's still holding out. He doesn't have any plays for the Masters in pocket just yet. I believe he had a couple before the shutdown, but I guess those were refunded. So he has not gone back into the market to place any Masters futures.
Matt is another big Xander Schauffele fan, so expect probably both of us, including myself, to have tickets on him at some point.
Now, did you make any changes to your card for the Masters this week?
I did not. I still have John Rahm. I still have Tony Finau, Matt Wolf, and Adam Scott. John Rahm was my pick at the beginning of the year. Of course, this is when I thought the Masters was going to be in April, but he was my pick at the beginning of the year. I'm going to stick with him. I know he disappointed at Wingfoot, but this guy was right in the mix last year. And I think just the scars and the experience in majors is only going to help him. He's fully capable of winning this thing. And look, Tony Finau, he was in the final pairing with Chico Molinari last year.
I was going to ask you, does it crack your confidence a little that he tests positive for COVID this week with 37 days left before the Masters?
No, not really, because I think I think probably that may make him miss the events in Vegas and perhaps in Sherwood. He can always go play Houston if he feels he needs a tune-up. That's being the week before the Masters, which it used to be the week before the Masters, but it was in April. But now Houston's a fall series event, so he can always go play there and see if he needs some preparation time. So doesn't worry me. It may drift him a little bit in the market, though.
Well, I am with you on John Rahm. We match up there. I'm also on Dustin Johnson. Got him at 20-1 a while back before he went on his red-hot tear. Before the shutdown, I grabbed Adam Scott and Bubba Watson, and those were not refunded. They are still live. Got them both at 45-1. And then I added Scotty Scheffler a couple weeks ago at 80-1. But I did make a play today, a guy that caught my eye. I was looking around researching the Sanderson, and a guy that's one of the favorites this week, Hideki Matsuyama. Grabbed him at 40-1. And I started doing a little bit of research. And if you go back to the Memorial in July, he missed the cut there. Since then, he's gone 20, 22, 29th, 3rd at the BMW, 15th at the Tour Championship, and 17th at the U.S. Open. He's only missed one cut in 8 tries at Augusta, 2 top 10s, 2 top 20s. And you talk about Finau thinking his second career PGA Tour victory will come at a big event. I think it's similar in a sense with Matsuyama, that he's been flying under the radar here for a while. Meanwhile, he's 28 years old and the 19th ranked player in the world.
Right. I mean, it's just like, he's a guy, and I bet him a lot over the years too. He's a guy that should win more than he does.
Yeah.
And that's one of the concerns. And people are like, oh, if his putter could just get hot. Well, he's been waiting for that putter to get hot for about 3 or 4 years now. But
he
that's
seems to putt better on fast greens.
Yeah.
Right? He's won at Memorial. We know there's a correlation there with Augusta. It seems like he's on the come.
I think he could be too. And look, that might be one that I add at some point. I've put in a lot of money on Matsuyama over the years and not always been rewarded.
Some scar
tissue. Did get him at Scottsdale in that playoff a few years ago, but Look, he's too talented a player to not win more than he does.
40-1 was the best number I could find. I think that's a real good number. Most places have him at 30 or 35. We'll go over our plays for the Shriners Hospitals for Children's Open next. Humans, myself, and Wes Reynolds right here on Long Shots.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Indeed helped you find the high impact hire your business needs fast. You'll find lots of great candidates and no long-term contracts at Indeed.com/high impact. It is Long Shots, our match play segment. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you, where we throw out our plays for the week. It is the Shriners Hospitals for Children's Open right here at TPC Summerlin in fabulous Las Vegas. Matt Heumann sends in his plays to us for the week. I don't believe he has any head-to-head matchups this week, but he does have a handful of futures on the board. And I know a guy that he's gone back to the well with a couple of times that I believe is on his card again this week. And he really caught my eye statistically, Wes, but I eventually laid off, and that is Doc Redman. Could be a good find here, Matt has him there at 80-1. Not a bad number. I was looking for more for like 100. Doc was a popular play last week at the Sanderson, and then again at Punta Cana the week before that, but with the increased talent in the field this week in Las Vegas, I was really wanting to get him at 100 or better. Matt's got him there at 80, and then the guy Mike Messner mentioned, who he thought had a shot, the local talent, Maverick McNeely, nice number there at 134-1. Another local flavor there with Colin Morikawa at 20-1. Webb Simpson, absolutely the horse for the course, who's won here before and had a number of top 10 finishes at 14. Scotty Scheffler, he made my card as well. Wes, I think I'm just going to keep betting Scheffler until he wins because I think it's going to happen soon.
Well, and I'll get to him momentarily. McNeely almost made my card, though, but the problem with McNeely, he led the field in strokes gained putting last week at the Sanderson Farms. So that's not a problem. That's great. Problem is, he didn't even finish in the top 10 because he can't hit a fairway. Mm. But at a big price here locally on a local course, he could be worth it. So it makes total sense.
And he shouldn't have problem hitting these fairways.
Right. So, yeah, his ball striking just hasn't been there. But the putting is absolutely top notch. I had him for the Barracuda up in Reno, Tahoe, that alternate event to Memphis late in the summer. And he was go into the final group. I think he was like maybe a couple points because it's Stableford scoring. So he's a couple points off. And then he just didn't get anything going on Sunday. So he certainly makes sense from that standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. The strength of his game is the flat stick. Chez Reavie is another player that Matt added. He had Tony Finau on the card, but of course, Finau had to withdraw from the event with the COVID-19 positive test. So he added Chez Reavie there. Reavie sticks in Humans' mind from when he saw him be impressive there at Pebble Beach.
And then
US
bet him
Open.
The next week at the Travelers and cashed a ticket. So Matt will stay loyal to you if you win for him.
And how about your futures, your matchups, whatever you've got this week?
Okay, we'll top it off. Colin Morikawa, my shortest price of the week. I was able to find him at 22-1. And home game, so maybe it could be a fade, and I understand that angle. But I think for Morikawa, it's going to be good because he needed a couple weeks off because it has been a busy 4 months for him. Look, he misses the putt on the playoff hole at the Colonial to lose to Daniel Berger. And then he comes back the next month, wins a playoff against Justin Thomas, where he actually kind of snatched victory from the jaws of defeat because JT looked to have that well in hand. But Morikawa wins at the Workday. So that was like his first real PGA Tour win in terms of against top competition. He won that event up in Tahoe, the alternate event the year before. Then less than a month later, he wins the PGA at Harding Park. 23-year-old kid, he's got a major. Grind keeps going, no time off. Got to go into the FedEx Cup. Then he got to go into the U.S. Open where he missed the cut by one. He got paired with Justin Thomas, who ended up being the first-round leader. And JT, you know, not that there's any animosity, but probably wanted to pay him back. You know, it's like,
you took
that win from me at Muirfield Village. I got to get you back. And then Tiger was also in that group. And Tiger, while his game's in nowhere in top shape, that's a towering presence for a young player to play a major and really your first U.S. Open with Tiger.
And, of course, that tough.
Yeah. So now he comes back. He gets to play a kind of a home game, and he's fully capable of winning here. Second on the PGA Tour last season in strokes gained approach, fifth for strokes gained tee to green. One of the things that I think is interesting about this course, too, and Mike mentioned it, Mike Messner, our guest earlier, Bermuda fairways and bent grass greens. The only course that has that kind of markup is Colonial.
Right. Good call.
And who finished a runner-up at Colonial and was second in strokes gained tee to green? Morikawa, who also won Colonial in 2019 and won at TPC Summerlin. Kevin Na.
There you go.
All of Morikawa's three PGA Tour wins on bent grass greens. I'll mention Scottie Scheffler, but I'll let you talk about him. I'm just playing on the drift. He was 10-1 last week, or even 9-1. And didn't come off and win. And that's a tough spot, even against a weaker field, to try to win your first PGA Tour event in your return off being sick with COVID-19. I'm just buying on the drift that he's 30-1. And he was going into the U.S. Open at Wingfoot. He was a top 10 or playing like a top 10 player, even though he wasn't ranked as such. So Scheffler, Ricky Fowler, actually a one-time Las Vegas resident, being Ricky Fowler.
He's played well there before, too.
Yeah. He was with Butch Harmon for years, who's based here in Las Vegas. Butch decided to cut down his traveling, so he's still coaching but not really going around. And I think Ricky wanted somebody more full-time, so he switched to John Tillery, who is based down there in Sea Island, Georgia. Progress has been slow, but the ball striking was really good at the U.S. Open. Was top 20 in the field off the tee and approach. It was really on the greens where he lost, but back
and
to the bent
grass. He's a really good putter, so
yeah,
he makes a lot of sense.
He'll be good here. Joaquin Niemann, 10th here, top 10 on debut here in 2018.
He's on my card, too.
Yeah, really likes bent grass surfaces. A lot of top 10s and top 5s on this. And also, if the wind does blow this week, low ball flight guy, Joaquin Niemann. So I think that could benefit him on the weekend.
Let me mention something here real quick. I talked about how I did not look at greens and regulation type statistics because so many people can hit the greens. They're big greens here at Summerlin, so they're easy to hit. So going further, maybe a derivative, if you will, I went to proximity to the hole. Who puts it really close to the hole? Joaquin Niemann, 19th last season on tour in hole proximity.
Yeah, that's absolutely absolutely right. And especially if you hit the fairways, you can spin the ball and get it really close. Pair of 80-1s. Doc Redman's another drifter, too, that you're getting about 2.5 to 3 times the price. Led the field at the Safeway a few weeks ago in approach. Really solid tee to green, just has to make putts. And then these next two guys are guys that make putts but need to be better tee to green, that being Denny McCarthy and Christopher Ventura. I went back to them at 80-1.
You can't quit Ventura. I said that last week. I think he's better.
He's better on bent grass, too. Actually, the putting wasn't really that great last week. It was his tee game that was really what carried him at the Sanderson Farms. And then the long bomb, I'm going to play James Hahn, 165-1. Only 15th. 15th is his best finish here in 6 appearances, but two top 10s back-to-back at the Safeway and at the Corrales Punakana.
Yep.
He's on that major medical extension. He's got several starts remaining, so it's not quite to the edge like Hudson Swafford was a couple weeks ago in the DR, where he had only 2 starts left before he had to start doing sponsor exemptions. But he won, so now he doesn't have to worry about the major medical. So maybe that motivates James Hahn and is like, you know what? Let's take care of business and be done with this and keep making points, keep getting top fives, top tens, see if we can get a win and just end all this.
Oh, it's a good looking card, a wide range of prices. And you've certainly got some talent there. Scheffler, Fowler, Neiman, Redman has the stats. I mentioned hole proximity. He was 4th last season, also 4th in par 4 scoring. McCarthy and Ventura can really putt. So it's a nice potpourri, what you have on your card there. I also have Scottie Scheffler at 30-1, fantastic off the tee, 10th last season. Hole proximity is 56th. He's also 7th in birdie average. I went with Joaquin Neiman, I mentioned. I like his statistics. He was 10th here last year. I went with Ryan Palmer, who I really like in a birdie fest, and I was able to get Ryan Palmer at 98-1. He has 2 top 10s here, along with 2 top 20s. And then I went with Matt Kuchar, who I love as a putter and a short game artist. He doesn't hit the ball long, but we've seen a lot of shorter hitters win here. I was able to get him at a really good number at 100-1. Adam Hadwin is a guy that we have seen do tremendous at desert courses. It seems like every year he finishes 2nd or 3rd down in La Quinta. He was also 4th last year and 10th in 2015 here at TPC. And if you go a little deeper on my card there, Harold Varner, this is not the putting angle. I still don't think I've ever seen Harold Varner make a putt, but boy, is he a good ball striker. 17th in strokes gained off the tee, 56th in hole proximity, 35th in birdie average, and 15th in par 4 scoring. Nice number on him at 125-1. And Wes, for my big bomb, Patton Kizzire at 415-1. He has 2 top 5s here in 4 tries at TPC Summerlin.
Yeah, he certainly does. And I just noticed that as I was kind of going through my form sheet here. Guy that usually plays well kind of in Hawaii, and also you mentioned with Hadwin earlier, plays well in the it's now called the American Express. I still call it the Bob Hope. It certainly makes sense. A guy that I think has played better on the West Coast.
He can really putt.
Yeah.
And if he has a good week ball striking, the putter should follow suit. And who knows, 415-1 with 2 top 5s and 4 tries. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. My 2 matchups that I kind of glossed over, went 2-1 last week on him. I did play Morikawa over Cantlay. Mm-hmm. Look, Cantlay is the form guy. 1st, 2nd, 2nd, and 3 appearances, never worse than 2nd. But he may get right here, but it almost seems like it's too obvious, that this is too obvious of a spot for him to turn it around. So I went ahead against him with Morikawa, who I still think is in better form. Patrick Cantlay's really struggled here in the latter part of the summer. He'll get right eventually, but I'm not sure. And then Battle of the Camerons, I went with Davis over Smith.
I went against Colin Morikawa. I went against the home game factor guys today, or this week. And I took Harris English at plus money over Colin Morikawa. Took Ryan Palmer over your guy Ventura. And then I took Kuchar over Sam Burns. And then basically all the guys on my outright board, I also figured them into top 5 and top 20 finishes. So that is going to do it for the program. Enjoy the Shriners Open. Next week, it is the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek back here in Las Vegas for a 2nd straight week. And we'll have the general manager of Shadow Creek, Monty Montgomery, right here in studio to help us break it down. Hit some good shots, cash some long shots. Enjoy the Shriners. Good night, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.